Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
SBS Radio.
Xeni mimlijin emozzjoni jideru fl-inkjesta tas-Senat hekk kif ħafna u ħafna Awstraljani li nqabdu barra mill-pajjiż jitolbu lill-Gvern Awstraljan biex jagħtihom iktar support u jgħinhom jirritornaw lura f'darhom. Kważi 27,000 ċittadin u resident Awstraljan bħalissa ma jistgħux jirritornaw lura f'pajjiżhom kif se naraw f'dan ir-rapport. F'Marzu li għadda, Diane Vowles, żewġa Paul u l-ħames titfal tagħhom għamlu vjaġġ ta' xahar lejn l-Ingilterra jumejn biss qabel ma ġiet fis-seħħ il-projbizzjoni kontra li vjaġġar. Ix-xahar spiċċa f'ħamsa meta dawn iddeċedew li jibqgħu mal-familjari tagħhom fl-Ingilterra u jistennew is-16 ta' wissu li kienet id-data skedata tat-titjira l-ġdida tagħhom. Il-familja Vowles hija fost eluf ta' familji u Awstraljani oħra li jinsabu barra mill-pajjiż u li qegħdin jippruvaw jirritornaw lura. Diane Vowles ta' 40 sena hija għalliema u r-raġel tagħha huwa paramediku. Vowles qalet waqt is-seduta tas-Senat li hija kienet imwissija minn uffiċjali konsolari Awstraljani biex tistabbilixxi paġna GoFundMe jew tappella lill-familjari biex jgħinuha. Titkellem Vowles.
Prior to this year, I've felt nothing but pride and gratitude for being Australian. The values that I hold dear to me and that many Australians hold dear to them, never leaving behind a mate, a fair go for all is what I believed in and what I've stood for along with the rest of the nation. But when seeking help from my country, I've been told from my fellow countrymen, there's nothing we can do. We get hundreds of calls a day just like yours, so we can't do anything about yours. Have you set up a GoFundMe page? Ask your family and friends for help. This wasn't from a well-meaning stranger or a different country. These were statements from my own fellow Australians working in consulate jobs here in the UK. They have dumped me.
Dan huwa wkoll l-istess parir ta' kważi 27,000 Awstraljan ieħor li appellaw lid-Dipartiment tal-Affarijiet Barranin biex jgħinhom itiru lura lejn pajjiżhom. Madwar 4,000 min dawn huma kkunsidrati li jinsabu f'kundizzjoni vulnerabbli. Numru ta' persuni jirrakuntaw il-ħsara li għaddejjin minna minħabba din is-sitwazzjoni fejn jinsabu barra mill-pajjiż matul il-pandemija tal-coronavirus. Tkellmu fil-Kumitat Parlamentari li qiegħed jinvestiga l-azzjoni tal-Gvern fil-konfront ta' din il-kriżi. Pita Stojanovic Kristi ddiskutiet il-problemi tal-familja tagħha tar-ripatriazzjoni u l-vjaġġar. Hija spjegat kif żewġa Luke minn Melbourne u ommu spiċċaw waħedhom fis-Serbja. Ir-raġel Luke mar fis-Serbja f'Lulju wara li miet missieru biex ikun jista' jġib lill-ommu anzjana lura miegħu, li ftit taf Ingliż. Pita Stojanovic Kristi spjegat bidmuħ fajnejha waqt li tkellmet dwar din is-sitwazzjoni li l-familja tagħha tinsab fiha.
They at the moment are stuck in Serbia. After 6 arduous and very frustrating weeks, my husband was finally granted an exemption on compassionate grounds to travel to assist his mother in returning home. Luke left Australia in July, the day after the announcement of the 4,000 cap. They were due to return home on August 14th. Their fourth rescheduling of flights, now landing in Brisbane, was again changed last Friday. But not to one flight, to two flights. They've separated, my mother-in-law coming home on October the 6th and my husband following 9 days later, if they get on those flights. My mother-in-law's really shy. She's 79. She struggles with the English language. She's vulnerable. She's grieving. I'm shattered.
Minħabba fekk, omma ta' rispett issa se tiffaċċja vjaġġi waħeda u kwarantina ġewwa lukanda waħeda. Hija tgħid li s-sistema Awstraljan abbandunat il-familja tagħha u li ċ-ċittadini tagħha li jinsabu barra. Tkompli Kristi.
I've tried to gain an understanding as to what DFAT are doing with this so-called list of stranded Australians overseas and how the 4,000 vulnerable people are being managed. Is there an order of urgency for these people? Is there a queue? Have we got a number or a place in that queue? Is there anybody or central government department managing this list? And the answer is no, there isn't. We're not citizens of Qatar. We're not citizens of European countries. We're not citizens of America or the UAE. We're Australian.
Simon Duggan huwa mid-Departiment tal-Prim Ministru u l-Kabinett u għajt li miex kwistjoni ta' siġġijiet jew titjirijiet isosni.
There's approximately 20,000 spare seats of capacity on commercial airlines coming into the country each week at the moment. So it hasn't, the availability of flights has not been the binding constraint on getting Australians home up to this point.
Intant Stephanie Foster mill-istess Department tajt li hija l-kapaċità tal-kwarantina li hija l-isfida prinċipali tal-gvern.
The challenge that we're facing relates, as both Ms. Frame and Mr. Duggan have said, to the availability of safe, effective quarantine. And that's not an issue which I believe the COVID Commission
has a
role to play in, because it's about public health capability.
Uffiċjal ieħor mid-Departiment tal-Prim Ministru Lachlan Colquhoun identifika l-limitazzjonijiet tas-saħħa pubblika li qegħdin jiffaċċjaw bħalissa l-istati u t-territorji Awstraljani, jispjega.
So the real limiting factor on increasing quarantine capacity is the availability of trained medical professionals, contractual doctors and nurses. They're just not available at the moment.
Intant, Alison Frame mill-istess department tajt li s-sistema tas-saħħa pubblika hija ingaġġata l-iktar biex taħdem fejn ikun hemm imxijiet ġodda, gruppi ta' imxijiet u fid-domanda fl-isptarijiet.
But we have a public health workforce that are really deeply engaged in COVID-19 responses across the whole country. There are not an abundance of public health professionals who are just idle and ready to be utilised in that respect, but we are actively looking at wherever resourcing might be, how we can assist the states and what capacity the Commonwealth might have to assist further.
Min-naħa l-oħra il-problema hija il-prezz għoli tat-titjiriet tal-ajru bħalissa, bosta persuni ma jaffordjawx it-titjira lura. Fil-jiem reċenti il-Kabinett Nazzjonali qabel li jżid in-numru ta' persuni li jistgħu jerġgħu lura minn 4,000 għal 6,000 fil-ġimgħa. Queensland, Western Australia, New South Wales u South Australia kollha qablu li jżidu in-numru ta' ritornati gradwalment. Il-Gvern Laburista jgħid li dan il-peace għandu jaqa' fuq il-Commonwealth. Intant is-segretarju tad-Dipartiment tal-Affarijiet Interni Mike Pezzulo jgħid li l-gvern qiegħed jagħmel dak kollu li jista' biex jgħin liċ-ċittadini tiegħu jirritornaw lura kemm jista' jkun malajr. Iktar kmin f'Settembru id-Dipartiment tal-Affarijiet Barranin illonċja self ta' emerġenza għall-Awstraljani barra mill-pajjiż li jinsabu f'diffikultajiet finanzjarji.
SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.